Hello and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving deep into a topic that's both exciting and a bit daunting for many: maximizing passive income with rental properties in 2024. If you're tuning in, chances are you're either curious about rental properties or maybe you're already contemplating your first investment. I remember when I first got into the real estate game, it was a mix of pure excitement and, truth be told, a bit of fear. But that's why we're here. This episode is like having a friendly chat with a seasoned guide, walking you through everything from the basics to the finer points and avoiding the dry textbook approach. We're in a really dynamic time for real estate. Since 2020, we've seen huge shifts, especially with remote work changing where people want to live and interest rates offering unique chances for investment. Plus, technology is making property management easier than ever. Whether you're just starting out or you've been eyeing this path for a while, understanding these changes can help you build a solid foundation for wealth through rental properties. First things first, let's talk about why rental properties are such a game changer. They're a reliable way to generate passive income, and the beauty is in their simplicity and growth potential. Yes, there are challenges. What rewarding endeavor doesn't have them? But real estate consistently offers remarkable returns. With the right strategy, it can be a cornerstone of your income portfolio. Rental properties are special because they provide multiple streams of value. It's not just about collecting rent checks, although those are great. You also get property appreciation, equity through mortgage paydown, and tax benefits that boost your returns. Unlike the volatile stock market, real estate offers stability because, well, people always need places to live. Recent analysis shows that rental properties can offer returns of 8 to 12% annually over the long term, combining cash flow and appreciation. Compare that to savings accounts with less than 1% returns or bonds that struggle against inflation, and you can see why real estate is appealing. If you're new to the concept of passive income, it's crucial to differentiate it from active income. Understanding this helps change your perspective on money, time, and building long-term financial security. Passive income is all about making your money work for you without the direct effort that active income requires. Before you jump into property hunting, it's vital to understand key concepts like cash flow. You want your rental income to cover expenses and leave you with profit. Cash flow isn't just subtracting the mortgage from rental income. You have to consider property taxes, insurance, maintenance, vacancies, and management fees. A good rule of thumb is the 50% rule. Expect half of your rental income to go towards operating expenses, excluding the mortgage. It sounds conservative, but it's better to have pleasant surprises with profits than shocks from unexpected costs. And then there's location. You've heard it a million times. Location. Location, location, location. But in today's market, what makes a location prime? It's a mix of constant demand, emerging neighborhood trends, and development plans. Areas with strong job growth and limited new housing often have high rental demand and rising rents. For instance, markets with 5% or more annual rent growth are seeing real opportunities. Remote work also opens doors to new markets. Secondary cities and suburbs offering more space and a better cost of living are in demand. Places like Boise, Austin, Nashville, and Raleigh are booming as renters look outside expensive coastal cities. I learned a tough lesson investing in a seemingly promising area where developments got delayed. Now, I thoroughly research verified indicators, check city plans, and explore neighborhoods at all times to get a true feel for them. Once you're comfortable with the basics, you might want to delve into advanced strategies like property management and scaling your portfolio. Property management can be tricky. Do you hire a company or handle it yourself? It depends on your preference, time, and risk tolerance. Many landlords find that professional managers, despite their fees, reduce stress, ensure legal compliance, and lower vacancy rates. They're experts in tenant screening and marketing and keep up with changing landlord-tenant laws. Self-management has its perks too. You keep all profits and gain intimate knowledge of your properties and tenants. Many successful investors start by managing themselves to learn the ropes, then transition to professional management as their portfolios grow. The key is being honest about your capabilities and comfort level. Scaling your portfolio is the next step for many. It's about leveraging one property's success to acquire more, growing your income exponentially. It requires careful planning, financial discipline, and sometimes creative financing. But with a solid strategy, you can build significant wealth and achieve financial freedom. So there you have it, an overview of why rental properties can be a game changer for passive income and some initial steps to get started. Remember, it's a journey with ups and downs, but with the right approach and continuous learning, it can be incredibly rewarding. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you're as excited as I am to explore the world of rental properties. Until next time, keep those dreams big and your strategy smart.